Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. The Dove Knight Matter Part 2 is coming out, and there's going to be, you know, I want to say thank you for listening, and it's going to be another album. It may be my final album that will be coming out within a year, because it's going to be my seventh album. I plan on sort of retiring from albums. I may make singles. But I don't know, I may stop altogether. One reason is because there were allegations that came up again. I put it on Twitter that some individuals in my neighborhood, these individuals have used my song I Really and used my songs on my catalog to make money through sampling. They have said they work with people like Beyonce and others. I don't believe that shit, you know, it's a bunch of bull, but I do believe they use my signature to rap and so on. They said they got money through fraud using my signature, and they bought homes and so on, and I believe that some of that is true. I wanted to let you guys know that I did not sign away any of my songs to anybody. And my songs are with Beyonce ASCAP, so I apologize for that. I really don't care anymore about that because I suffered so much, you know. I really have all those years of hard work, many, many years of making music. I came to L.A. I really paid my dues singing at clubs, companies. I did a lot, not just the demos. And for these individuals to have done that to me was so atrocious. All the songs have been put on copyright and put on publishing. Now, the other things that these individuals have done is made up lies about my health to people, saying that I was crazy, and made up lies that I didn't write the songs, that I had a caseworker, said I had a conservatorship, I wasn't well. They even came over home and saw me in an Access van and so on. And that's not true. I'm very high-functioning. Actually, a very highly educated person. I don't like bringing up this stuff and being negative because I want to be positive, you know? But in order for me to be positive, I have to tell it like it is of being manipulated and finding out these individuals use my signature, okay? My signature on documents fraudulently. And they come over to my home saying they need a role model. They're not role models. They're dangerous. You know, it really is very sad that these individuals have gotten cars and things using my name. Then I found out that some of these people were from my hometown, Buffalo. They came from South Carolina, Atlanta. They're from my father, mother's side, who I haven't seen in years, and I don't want nothing to do with them. It really is the truth. It was really painful to know that these were people from my past who I haven't seen in years, and they up to no good saying that they use my songs and trying to get a rap deals, etc. I don't want nothing to do with them. The other individuals that were involved were in my nearby neighborhood because they heard me playing my songs and they heard it, and they said they used my signatures and lies and got money for using my material. They committed a fraud, and that is not their material. I have copyrights of I really want to be with you, the same song. They said they used that because they heard it on one of my albums, and it's already been copyrighted and published. I was forced to copyright and publish all my songs due to the fact of these allegations. But when I found out these individuals have used my signatures and lied to the music community, they lied to people in rock and roll. They made up stories to people in the community that I was a comedian, which I wasn't. They made up stories that I wasn't well, that they were working on my behalf, and that was a lie, too. I don't like bringing up all this stuff, you know, because I like to be positive. But in order to be positive, I have to bring out the truth. I had to bring it out and not be afraid of anything, as long as I'm telling the truth and being aware of what I'm saying. Because you, who are creators, you deserve respect too, just like I do. And it's important for me to bring it out because it's not fair for me to be subjected to the to being swindled through fraud, allegedly, and you, if having individuals who have no talent, who don't own my songs, make up stories about me, including members of my own family and people in my neighborhood. These are dream killers and dangerous individuals who lived in San Francisco. They live in the San Fernando Valley. They have nothing better to do, or they're from my hometown. They don't have talent, but the talent to steal. One of them even said they pretended to be me. Well, I had to get all this together, and this is one of the reasons why I want to kind of wind down with my music, my musical inspirations, to the degree of so many years of suffering, and then to deal with this at this stage where individuals who are up to no good and trying to undermine my potential and my my abilities to take advantage of me and buy things and buy homes that they didn't earn or own. It really isn't fair for me or anybody to be subjected to that kind of situations. It's important for me to just express myself and tell the whole world the truth that I really do own these songs and I really am an honest person. I like to be positive. I can't keep nothing under the rug because being a victim of being swindled or someone using my signature dump night on documents illegally from fraud, it was such a tragedy and an atrocity that these individuals are evil. And it's not fair, including members of my own family and people from my hometown, including people from the neighborhood. It's important for me to talk about this to clear the air, and if you have any questions about what I say, please contact me. I will be, because of this situation, I will be off the air for at least a week or so, but I had fun promoting the Dove Night Matter Part 2. It's out there for you to enjoy. At the same time, if anyone on Twitter, Facebook, or social media get any disparaging emails about what I say or people questioning my what I say in these podcasts, ignore them. But these individuals have said they talk to people in the industry, making up stories about me and making up stories saying that I didn't own my songs or I had a casework or a conservatorship, which I do not. I'm too high functioning. They made up stories, all kinds of stories, not to mention use the signature, sample my songs, even use my songs without permission. All they had to do was ask me for permission. I was told by other people that bringing these stories up will undermine my chances to be in the music industry as a whole. And my stance was that was not my intentions, but I'm an honest person and I'm a good person. I'm not trying to antagonize my chances or destroy my chances because of some hoodlums' actions or in allegations. But at the same time, I had to put everything up front because of all these years of struggle, making music, doing working really hard, and not receiving a dime for my money, from the songs that I make, took a toll on me. And that's why I am considering retiring. I am probably going to make my final album, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop making music because I've done it so much and I love music so much. But at the same time, I am tired of struggling and doing something that has not given me the recognition and the acclaim that I deserve after doing it for several years. But at the same time, I know that I must persist in order to achieve my ambitions and not let anybody take away my dreams. Well, these individuals have used my aspirations and my music to undermine my potential and made up lies about me to underscore the fact that that people with dreams must continue to go for them like me and you. It was painful to understand that what has been going on for a long time, that these allegations persist. And it is true that these people have perceived my money and stuff for signatures and fraud and it's made or made up stories to undermine my true gift as an artist, a singer, a songwriter, and a musician. But I will not give up. I will be making changes because I will release my 7th album very soon. It will have the same thing, including 2 or 3 new songs. But at the same time, I need to rest because I spent so many years in so much despair. And I'm talking about tons of years. Lots of years. And it's not fair for me or anybody to go at it and experience hardship. I'm not saying give up. I'm saying just do the best you can. Because the music industry in itself is filled with people, hardworking people, a lot of them who have never received any acclaim or recognition after doing it for so many years like me. And I realize that as I continue. I continue to do the right thing and be positive. And I truly apologize if anyone thinks of what I say is wrong because what I experienced was the truth. Because I did not give anyone authorization to sample my music. I did not sign away my music like these individuals have said. I did not get people to use my signature. I did not get people to use my songs without my permission. But this is exactly what happened. And this was the reason why I wanted to take a break. So, with the Dub Night Matter Part 2, the songs are going to be out there for you, always, and I will be releasing another album. I mean, it might be my final album. But people around me will tell me, Dub, don't stop, you create. I create and still suffer for it. And the suffering part was through the economic disparities that I experienced so much. But at the same time, the creative power is more important than the economic. But I must be realistic and appease how I really feel. Because it was too much suffering and what I experienced, as well as being a victim of crime. But I'm okay. I'm stable. I'm fine. And I'm doing just fine to do what I need to do. Because you guys go for your dreams, like I'm going to continue to make music. But I must accommodate how I really feel. So I'm going to make my 7th album. Unless there's changes or if I change my mind, I will let you know. The 7th album will be coming out, but I don't know if I'm going to make another album. But it will be singles or videos related to songs. If I make new songs, I might even put it in little videos that you will see on YouTube or release it as singles. Because I was simply tired of the struggle, but I was also simply tired of the allegations directed to me by people trying to undermine my potential and all the stuff that I said. I'm a high-functioning, very independent person who aspired to be in the music industry and aspired to be an entertainer. And I want to say, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine has come true because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all because we're all equal. Good day, good night, and good night.